non-Jew who fills the seven Noahide laws is called one of the Hasidei Umos Olam, a pious Gentile. My question is, why is the term Chassid used here and not Tzaddik? My understanding is that a Tzaddik does 100% of his requirements, whereas a Chassid has already attained the status of a Tzaddik and now goes beyond the call of duty and conducts himself more with added chumras besides the Ikar Hadin. I believe this is basically found in Mesillas Yesharim, chapter 11 or 12, and Pele Yoetz, volume 1, chapter Chassid, and other sources. So if these seven laws are for non-Jews, why would they be called Chassid for doing them? Wouldn't they just be doing what they are supposed to do anyway? And why call them Chassid, implying they are already in the category of Tzaddik? Thank you in advance for enlightening us. Stefan from Brooklyn. It could be, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, where he speaks about the seven mitzvahs of Noach, he says that every goy is responsible to keep these seven mitzvahs, but when the Rabbanu Shlomo saw that they didn't keep them, so they only get rewarded as somebody who's not commanded, even though they are commanded, they get punished as if they are commanded. If they do those mitzvahs because they seem to them rational, then they are, according to some versions of the Rambam, called Chachamim, wise goyim, but they're not Chassidei Umos HaOlam who will get a chelik in Olam Haba for keeping those seven mitzvahs. They have to keep them and accept them because God gave them to them in the Torah that was transmitted by Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore it could be that any Ben Noach who keeps the seven mitzvahs and keeps them because of rationale, he is a tzaddik. He's doing things that are righteous. But he goes beyond that and accepts them upon himself. Because the Rabbanu Shlom commanded him, then he's going beyond what is the norm, and therefore he's called Chassidei Umos HaOlam.